John Tumhead is with us today. We spoke on Friday, but, you know, it's a couple of days to let things settle in. John, tenakwe, thanks for your time again, brother. Kia ora.
Kia ora,
mate. Okay, so the budget came out. I spoke with Luxon earlier on, too. Is not a lot of benefit from being constantly negative, and while there are shortcomings in all budgets, I know, too, that you'd look at it that way. I'm just a bit curious. Yeah. Do you think that the moves on Matatini and Matariki were to try and keep Māori voters with Labour rather than coming across to Te Pāti Māori? It was a deliberate move to steal your idea?
Oh, look, we've had this conversation before. If you've got strong Māori advocacy, as Te Pāti Māori does, of course it brings change, because it shines the light where no one else will. And as soon as you shine the light, it makes other people scurry and feel embarrassed. And so in terms of policy changes, from Matariki all the way through to Māori Health Authority, all the way through to Matatini, our team of two have been just extraordinary in the last 3 years, haven't they? And so shining the light and being a pebble in the shoe of the government has been a very good strategy that they've played out, and I think that is seen in the budgets. Having said that, no, I don't want to be dismissive of the good intentions of the Labour Party Māori caucus, because they're in a very difficult situation. I've been there and done that, and you're always under the pump, always looking over your shoulder of can we do this or can we get this? Even though we have gone from 1.7% of the budget to 2.43% of the budget, that 0.7% sort of shift has been very good for us. And we shouldn't be mean-spirited over it, but it shows you the volume that we have to pick up over the course of the next decade to reach equality.
It's it's an ongoing mahi, this, I do salute the efforts of Rauri and Debbie. We've been fabulous advocates for the party, John, over the last 3 years, and let us not understate the influence that they can have. Many are anticipating some sort of tie-up between Labour and Te Pāti Māori off the back of the election anyway, and I know it's not appropriate to talk down that line too much just yet. I spoke with Luxon earlier today. He came out too and said, listen, I'm very supportive of Matatini, which somewhat surprised me, and the increase in funding, he says, yeah, it's heading in the right direction. But I did touch on some of the terminology. Look, mate, you're a commercial lawyer, so you understand a lot of the rhetoric that comes with finances and the like, but most of us out in Civvy Street don't. Do you think that we need to almost couch the budget in terms that are more familiar with our people?
Yes, and what you're going to find today is that the Final Order Commissioning Agency will provide a scorecard. And that scorecard allows us as standard Māori people up and down the country to look at each budget, look at a graph, and determine how much money is going to Māori by Māori for Māori. And if 2.43% is as good as it gets in 2023 in New Zealand after 183 years of colonisation government, and it has failed by us giving our money to non-Māori to work for us, the only way through this to breach our welfareism, to turn off our criminality, and to lift our progressive citizens in society is to Māori by Māori for Māori solutions. The evidence is not just clear, it's palpable.
Obviously, we've got a bit of an issue there with the phone. Maybe if you could dial them back, please, Rangi. We'll just see what happened there. So there are a number of initiatives that look to advance the interests of our people, but many shortcomings. Some take a dim view of saying, listen, only 3% of the money actually is going to Māori. And John and many, myself included, say, look, a treaty implies a shared access to resource. That would suggest that half should be
directed towards Māori interests, but it's the by Māori for Māori that really is an intriguing line, because John and others who think down that path are actually quite right. A lot of the money is just going across into, oh, that's John coming back to us now. A lot of the money just goes into the central pool, where we already have well documented the shortcomings of governmental organisations insofar as the way that they serve our people, when we have entrenched rights for good delivery of service, for access to resource that has been denied us for many generations. So there's a hell of a long way to go is what I'm getting at there. And with John, I'm interested in this scorecard that he's referencing here with the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency. Yes, there was a boost in funding to Whānau Order, but is it enough to address the obvious needs we have in our community? Well, some would say no. John's back with us again. You touched on a scorecard, John.
Yeah.
Can you just flesh that out? Is that something that's coming to light through the media today?
You will be firstly socialising it with the Whānau Order partnership network up and down the country, over 101 partners. Once that's socialised and agreed upon, we can then release it as a standard scorecard per budget. And the beauty about, there's a whakatauke for Pākehas, and it says to know the truth, follow the money. And to know our truth, we follow our money. And when 97% of it is going into the hands of others to spend on our behalf and fail us, and ultimately we fail and get the blame, that can no longer continue. It's as simple as that. That's a simple arithmetic. So when we bring out that scorecard, you'll understand that. We'll be able to socialise that. Our people will get it. So every budget they see, they'll know exactly whether it's housing, whether it's health, whether it's welfare, whether it's education, whatever the status is. We've now been able to construct a scorecard on every budget from 2024 onward now. And it's a good thing to measure that here's what's coming into Māori hands, 2.43% of the budget. When this government arrived, it was 1.7%. And I don't want to be mean-spirited, but I do want to say that is a disgrace that multiple governments of whatever colour continue to fund non-Māori with our money, and that's just a disgrace, and it's got to stop.
The generalisation of terminology here is also somewhat frustrating, and, you know, they point to Whānau Order as being a Māori initiative, and it is, but it's not as if Whānau Order money is spent on Māori alone. But, I mean, you must have some data there too, because I know that you assist families of Indian whakapapa lines, refugee families, certainly heaps of Pacifica people access the services of Waipuleta and similar organisations. So while the media are comfortable to point in the direction and say, well, that's Māori money, the reality is we get the money distributed to everybody. And, you know, the doors are open, aren't they?
Yeah, look, on any one year in Waipareira, we will spend between 35 and 38% of our resources on non-Māori, and that's good. We cannot turn other people away if their own agencies aren't looking after them, right? So that's the first point. The second point, if you look at Whānau Order, okay, we vaccinated 1.1 million arms. That's 20% of our society. Out of that, 64%, once again, was non-Māori. Now, even though we were critical in the deep, deprived and vulnerable communities in vaccinating them because of our deployment capacity, we also never turned anyone away. So the vast majority, 6 out of 10 people vaccinated by us, were non-Māori. If you look at swabs, 80%. Were non-Māori. Over 1 million swabs, nasal swabs, were non-Māori. So 8 out of 10 were non-Māori. So even though we got funded to target Māori, we acknowledge that others do pick Māori up. But as you and I know, as we grow our efficiency and our effectiveness, our capability and our capacity that others have taken for granted off our money, we will grow a stronger backbone in all our communities. And as we're launching today, Māori Are Our Future, Whānau Ora is about lifting our people's aspirations of themselves and to free our people from the drudgery of their difficulty. They need to know that they have mana and that they have capacity and they have capability, and we're here to support that lift. Now, once that mental jail is out of them and their wairua is released, to understand that they are a solution waiting to happen and we can help that, then away we go. We can't continue to give handouts to make our people pinihana tanga peoples. We cannot be beneficiaries beholden to others. We've got to be self-reliant, and part of that process is to release our spirit to understand and belief innately in our ancestors, in our tikanga, and our ability to lift ourselves out of poverty and criminality and all the rest of it. So we've got big things happening over the next week.
And I look forward to talking with you about some of those issues as the week unfolds. Thanks again, John. Thanks for joining us on each Monday morning.
Kia ora,
man. John Tamaia there with us Mondays, and obviously on Friday too, just coming off the back of the budget announcement.